Yeah, so James River, John Lindell puts on this men's conference, stronger men's conference. Whole bunch of muscle men there, tattoos, ears pierced and dangling. Yeah, that's the men, not just the women. The women are there dressed like harlots as well. Men showing off their pride, their vanity. This is not godly masculinity. Godly masculinity is telling the truth, protecting your wife and children, standing for sound doctrine, living holy and righteous, calling out false teaching. This is biblical manly Christianity. Not building your muscles in a gym. Not doing stupid, silly games. Not ready? Watching boxing. They had a championship boxing match to entertain the goats at their conference. That's what they had. Two men pummeling each other for entertainment. God hates violence. He destroyed the earth for that. And I talked to a young man yesterday at the conference, and he's emailed me. He wants to meet with me when I come up by his town. You know what he told me? He said that wasn't of God. That was fleshly. I was convicted sitting watching it. He admitted he watched it. He said that's not right. Then you got the biblically naked sword swallowing guy climbing a pole with flames. Yeah, this is all on John Lindell's watch. John Lindell, a heretical false teacher, heretic that will not find eternal life. He best repent. The James River elders should put him out like they did with Mark Driscoll when he was wicked and the cussing pastor and abusive. But no, that won't happen here probably, because this place is about money and favor of man. And Luke 16 says, whatever the world esteems, God abhors. Repent, sir. The wrath of God is coming for you. Turn from your sin. Man shaking his head like I'm crazy. You know what? I'm zealous for the Lord and the world, and these church systems think that's crazy. That's okay. I'll let my master to be the judge of that. We'll make some more audios talking about why we're out here. It'll be on this post to edify and show people the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ.